Well, good morning, good morning. This is Pen of Talk with host Diana Prince. I'm actually waking up. It's more like the middle of the night for me. I'm just kind of motivated to cover this topic. It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of like, wow, I couldn't even make it till three. I couldn't even make it till four. But anyways, I wanted to do a quick podcast, broadcast, if you will, right now because I'm motivated and I really want to get this off my chest. There's a couple things I want to talk about today, so I figured I'd start off one podcast at a time. So, there's two major things that are on my mind right now. I guess I could cover them both in one podcast, but one podcast episode, you know, and who even knows if anybody's going to be listening. I doubt anybody who I've went through these things with personally, I don't know if this would enlighten them, even if they did hear. I have no clue. But my show is based upon covering things that I know for a fact a lot of people can relate to. And just, you know, people that I've worked with for so long. These are things that we talk about. These are things they post about. And so I know. But, you know, I like to cover things from different standpoints, not just one person. I definitely don't like to solely focus on anyone's feelings because you have to understand when there's more than one person involved in something, there's going to be everyone's feelings to consider, not just one person. And, you know, there's so many facts that I think should be focused on more than you know, emotions. I told myself before I started my podcast that I'm not going to do my focusing and concentration on emotions and then call it a day. There's no way because I dissect things. I take things apart. I like to look at things from an intellectual standpoint. And of course, emotions have everything to do with why people do something or why people react a certain way off of something that someone's done. But if you've done something, that ends up being a fact. And then it's like, okay, the reaction is the way somebody felt about your action. Reaction, action, cause and effect. So, I'll just go ahead and briefly talk about this so I can just get it off my chest. You know, there are things that I've gone through, and I would say going through things, meaning it's not necessarily pleasant. And I know everybody in all aspects of pinup and entertainment and in business, period, as a whole, in general, across the board, can relate to this. I want to say this. I think that it is really important. I said this on yesterday's show. I'm going to keep saying this, to know what the things that are important to the people that you want to work with or that you're working with. Now, it's got to be impossible to just, even upon research, you know, unless you happen to catch someone's post about one of their biggest pet peeves or something that they really hate to go through in business, something that's always going to get a negative reaction. It's hard to just find these things out and just imagine them right away because you don't know. I would say that there's certain things in business that are just a given. There has to be some form of common sense there, and you have to expect people to be confused when people just don't get things that just seem like they should be common sense. You know, which brings me to my little topic, and this is going to be a short podcast, but manners in business. You know, I sometimes think that it's so easy for people on the receiving end of dealing with someone who does not have good manners. It's so easy to just write them off and brush them off and chop it up to, you know, well, they're not a professional. It's like when I spoke to one of my main photographer that I've known for about 5 years now, and we talk about everything. And, you know, I look at things from the talent and the model's point of view. And then I also look at it from a stylist, business owner, and recently, over the past year and a half, I've been photographing models. So I look at things from a photographer's standpoint as well. I feel like I can relate to everyone, and I'm never going to leave anyone's point of view out. But I remember talking to him about a random issue that was something that just bothered me, and it was probably nothing new. Just like anything I cover on my podcast, you know, if you can find an episode where I'm talking about something new that bothers me, you'll be lucky, because I've covered these topics before, or either it's not something new. Like 95%, 99% of the things that I talk about are not something that I've went through with one person one time. There are things that I've been through with several different people, or one person over and over and over again. It was like, okay, I need to cover this. So I remember talking to him, venting in private with him, and expressing myself over a business matter. And I'm sure he's heard it all from me, and it was probably not a new subject. And the only thing that he could say, and I guess this was to enlighten me, to make me, you know, look at things from a different perspective, which can change your whole life when you look at things differently, because, you know, it really is all a matter of perspective. But he says to me, well, aren't, you know, the majority of your clients amateurs? You know, aren't they, you know, non-professionals? And it was like, okay, yes, you're right. And okay, I can look at it that way. But how about people who aren't, quote unquote, the definition of a professional yet? How about those people just act that way? Find out what standard in business. Find out what professionals do, and just do those things. Act that way. If that's what you want to be, if that's how you want people to perceive you, then why do you have to wait? And my whole thing is, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? How can you expect to even achieve the level of being a quote-unquote professional in your eyes and other people's eyes in business if you're not acting that way from the giddy-up? Now, I can understand learning things, like learning about someone takes time. But to me, there's just common sense. There's just common sense. You know, saying thank you, using proper manners, showing up on time, showing support when someone posts something and tags you in it, or they send you images, you say thank you. Showing support for the work that you've done with them when they post it. Showing support by posting the work that someone has done with you, that you've done with someone. I mean, to me, these are just manners. They're just proper manners. I will never be comfortable living in a world or being around anyone in business or personal. You know, even from 5 years old, people know how to say thank you when someone does something for them or someone hands them something. You know, dissecting this and taking this whole subject apart ever since the beginning of my academy 4 or 5 years ago, it's like I try to look at it from, you know, an intellectual point of view, and I just end up with the same emotion of being confused. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's like one thing that it could be with certain people is entitlement. Some people feel that they're entitled to, I guess, not use good manners, you know, or they were entitled to the pictures because they paid for them. Okay, that's great. But you're going to tell me that nothing inside of you made you want to reach out and say thank you? I don't understand how using good manners, using proper manners, which includes excellent and good communication, I don't understand how that's a bonus. I don't understand how that's extra. I don't understand how that's going the extra mile. Manners are extremely important to me. Showing appreciation, feeling appreciated, means so much to me. And it's not even about me saying, well, I'm just not going to go the extra mile for them. You know, I need my money and I appreciate all my clients, but it's not even about going the extra mile for somebody, who has poor manners. It's about the fact that I'll just eliminate them. That's where I'm at. That's what I've started doing. I'm just done. You know, if you can't take the time to figure out what's important to me, but yet you plan on continuing to work with me, how's that going to work? If you don't have common sense, and I'm not putting anyone down, I'm just saying, if you don't have common business sense, then it's like, you know, hit me up, get at me, contact me when you do. Once you figured it out, how important it is, contact me. You know, that's it. Unless somebody has totally crossed me or burned me, I'm never just going to block them and, you know, never explain to them what's going on. No, I'm going to explain to people how I feel, and I'm going to remove them from my friends list and choose not to work with them again. It has nothing, like I said, it's not about me saying, well, I'm going to take their money whenever they do book me again and take a chance because there was no consequences to their actions or lack thereof, and take a chance on them repeating the same thing. And then I end up feeling the same way. It's like, I will ask myself, is it worth the money? Is it worth, you know, the $40, $50, $60 to constantly get irritated with the lack of communication from certain people, or people showing up unprepared, or people not showing our work any support, or when I contact them and provide them with something, they don't say thank you. I can't do it. I won't do it. It's not worth the money. And, you know, I'm not even at the point that I thought I would be when I would actually start to say that to people, it's not worth the money, because I still hustle for my money every single month. You know, I'm broke as a joke right now. Everything's paid for, and I invested in things as I do every month. But right now I'm broke. So it's like, you know, I don't want to be foolish when it comes to my money and my income, my livelihood. But at the same time, I know when I'm at my best. I know when I have a situation going on with someone where I'm not going to perform my best because I can't, because of things that they are doing that make me feel uncomfortable, make me unhappy, make me not look forward to working with them. And that's really what it comes down to. Once the desire, as far as the positive emotions, looking forward to working with somebody, are gone, I'm done. I don't see any reason in faking it for, like I said, the little bit of money. Now, if we're talking about more money, I guess maybe I could deal with it, because it's not like they're abusing me or abusing their privileges. It's just like, you know, how do you not get it? You know, you do definitely catch more bees with honey. You know, the entitlement, like, I paid you, so why should I say thank you? I don't think so. I don't deal with that. I don't roll that way. My photographers and I work together. I never pay them. And, you know, currently no photographers I work with that I totally love and value, none of them pay me. We come together and we do equal. We're both contributing. And both of us say thank you on a regular basis. It doesn't matter if it's thank you for the entire shoot, thank you for the images, thank you for showing up on time, thank you for being so sweet, thanks for the great conversation. No matter what, I'm always going to give praise to people who fully deserve it. And I expect that in return. Now, with that said, I already know that we're not always going to be on social media at the same time. I've never taken it for granted that those of us looking from the outside in have absolutely no clue what someone's really going through. They might have health problems. They might have family in town. They might have 5 kids. They might have, you know, a spouse who is ill. They might be under the weather. They might be in school. They might be juggling 10 jobs. I never, ever, ever take it for granted that it appears that someone's doing okay, because you never know what they're going through. Now, I see people on Facebook, and I see that they're there, and if I were to go on their profile timeline, I can see that they've posted stuff. I send them a message. I can see that they've checked it. I don't expect people to get back to me right away. That's absolutely crazy. There's a lot of times people get back to me and I'm not online, and I'm pretty much online off and on all day long because it's what I do. It has everything to do with all aspects of the business that I'm in and every single part of my career and careers, plural, that I'm involved, that I have a position in. So, you know, I see this and I still remind myself, don't assume anything. It doesn't mean that their frame of mind is on me. It doesn't mean that they're focused on our work. It doesn't mean that they're focused on business, period, just because I see them on social media. So I never assume anything. And just because somebody looks healthy and they're posting about how great their day was does not mean that they're in good spirits, does not mean they're in good health. They could just be putting on a facade. They could just be telling us what they want us to know and nothing more, which is fine. I do that and we all do that. But all I'm saying is, you know, we all have a right to pick and choose who we want to work with. And for me, you know, I've had a really good run, if you will, a span of time where I haven't had anyone who was breaking academy rules, who was showing up unprepared, which end up wasting time, costing more time. I haven't had anyone booking shoots that does not know the importance of manners in business. I've had a good run of that. And then it's like, okay, here we go again. So I just, you know, wanted to get this off my chest because I've done it before. That's why this is going to be a short episode of my podcast. I want to make it clear that at some point it should be important to you as the model, as the photographer, to learn as much as you can about the person or people that you plan on working with. The things that are always going to get a negative reaction, the things that are always going to get a positive reaction, and then use common sense. Manners has everything to do with common sense. Feeling like you're entitled to something, you know, just not seeing the importance of showing appreciation. It can be deadly. And the thing is that there has to be consequences for people to realize that, because people will constantly take, even if they paid for something, be handed something and not say thank you. Certain people will do that unless there's consequences to their actions. Just like showing up to a shoot unprepared and expecting the entire shoot to be a total success. Well, when there's consequences that show you that things have failed, the shoot failed, or the shoot could have been much better, or the expectations, there's disappointment there because you weren't prepared. When you see the consequences, like I said, most likely there's going to be a change in perspective and a change in your actions. But if there's no consequences, people will still continue to show up late. They'll still take without saying thank you. I'm the type of person that'll let you know, period. Either you can handle my honesty or you can't. But yes, I'm always going to consider that people have a life, that there's things that people are involved in and they can't stop what they're doing to focus on business or our business. I realize that. I hope that people realize that about me. But I'll just say this and leave it at that. It's really important to know what the pet peeves are of the people that you plan on continuing to work with. If you don't plan on working with them again, who cares, whatever. But I guarantee you, no matter who it is in business, people are always going to appreciate good manners. They're always going to appreciate support. And they're always going to appreciate people who appreciate them for going the extra mile, doing the things that they don't have to do for them. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, catch up on current events and make it a priority to use and utilize good communication. Make it a priority to learn about the people that you want to continue to work with. And make it a priority to use common sense and just common everyday good manners. It's never ever going to hurt you. even if the other person doesn't appreciate it. But I just can't imagine that many people out there in business that don't appreciate being thanked, don't appreciate when people are on time, don't appreciate good manners and great communication. I mean, I just think that goes across the board. So I just want to get that off my chest. My patients are really, really thin for people who just don't get it. I'll just say that. You know, I just can't work with people. It's not worth the money, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I went through so much with, you know, 2-3 girls last year, and it was like I kept setting myself up for disappointment. I kept setting myself up for a fall because there was just no consequences to the negative things they were doing. I was continuing to ignore it or address it, but then continuing to invite them back, and they would continue to do the same things, break the same rules, go against the same guidelines. It just wasn't worth it. It just was not worth it anymore. So I eliminated them. I've never regretted it at all. And I will do that, especially with someone brand new. It's kind of sad that it's to that point, but you know, what's great about giving somebody multiple chances to fuck me over, or multiple chances to show that they don't appreciate me, or multiple chances to break rules, multiple chances to show up unprepared, multiple chances to show poor communication. I mean, how many times do I have to give somebody? Honestly, I don't want to give it to anybody, but if I'm going to continue, it would be somebody I've worked with for a long time. And, you know, I actually know what they're going through or whatever, but to me, there's just no excuse for having horrible manners and horrible communication in business. I honestly can't imagine that's going to get anyone very far at all. So I'm going to end this, and hopefully my next episode is going to be about something more positive and exciting. And I'll see you guys later on social media. This has been Diana Prince with Pent Up Talk.